Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Paul O'Mara, right, Paul?
That is correct.
Paul, 68 years of age from Worcester, Massachusetts, the WooSox. And Dr. Joseph Anton, thank you very much, Doc, for stopping by and joining us. Tell us your story, because you had a stem cell transplant.
Yeah, I was first diagnosed in November of 2016. To my surprise, I had no real symptoms. I had some slight symptoms. I'm an avid.
What were they?
I'm an avid jogger, and yep. I was getting out of breath very, early on, and something really unusual.
So you ran more, thinking
I had to get more right. better in shape,
right.
And I started getting a full feeling in my stomach. So went to the doctor, did some blood work, and.
Surprise.
Got diagnosed. Surprise, yeah. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Never a day in my life in the hospital. And fortunately, I went for a second opinion at Dana-Farber. And Dr. Anton, I got, thank God, hooked up with Dr. Anton and went in and very, very carefully explained everything to me, tutored me. They gave me... answered all questions that I had, and it was tough, and to hear that diagnosis, and not expecting.
But you have no choice at that point, though.
I had no choice. No,
you go to the right place. You get the right doctors.
I got the right doctor, the right treatment, the right donor. A perfect match, and so far I'm over 15 months now. I'm almost 500 days from my stem cell transplant, and. I'm doing great. I'm back running. I'm running nonstop now. It was at one point I couldn't walk around a block.
So, Dr. Joseph Anton, you're the chief of stem cell transplantation at Dana-Farber.
Correct.
So, how does it work? Are you the first person he meets, or is there? How do you get his case?
Well, it is somewhat variable. So, some patients sort of come up through the system in the Farber where. Their initial diagnosis is made at Dana-Farber, and one of the non-transplant physicians, one of the specialists in other hematologic malignancies, will see them and then refer them to me for transplantation. In other cases, a local hematologist oncologist will make the diagnosis and then refer them specifically for transplantation. So, and then some people were never referred. They just come for a second opinion on their own volition, just wanting to hear a different perspective on the story and a different take on what the therapies are.
So, Doc, can you clear up what we were just discussing about bone marrow transplant stem cells, how the whole process does work? Because I know, Christian, we were explaining it earlier, and you're kind of nodding your head going, no, that's not exactly how it does.
First of all, it wasn't my explanation. Well, I was just relaying the message.
Let's let the doctor explain it, not Christian. It might help.
Let's get the facts.
Imagine Gary comes down while you're sleeping.
Thanks for showing up, Doc.
Yeah, well, the marrow fairy doesn't bring them. So we have to do something about that. So stem cells are the cells in the bone marrow that are really the source of the blood. Okay, so stem cells are primitive cells that reside inside the bone marrow, and they themselves don't do anything. They don't carry oxygen. They don't carry. They don't fight infection. They don't clot your blood. But what they do is they expand inside the bone marrow and produce healthy blood cells. So when somebody has a disease like leukemia or myeloproliferative disorder or myelofibrosis. The stem cells have become injured in some way and are misbehaving. They're not providing normal blood. So when Paul couldn't run, it's because he'd become anemic because his stem cells were not behaving properly and not producing enough red blood cells to carry oxygen. So we have to replace those, right? So what we want to do is get rid of the damaged ones and replace them with healthy ones. And so that entails the administration of some chemotherapy or chemotherapy plus radiation to downregulate or eliminate the bad actor, so to speak, in the bone marrow. And then we have to replace them with somebody else's stem cells, some healthy ones. So that could come from a brother or sister. That could come from an unrelated donor. That could come from a parent in some circumstances or an offspring, a child, and it can come from an umbilical cord blood. So there are a number of different sources that we can get these healthy cells from otherwise healthy people. So we can either extract them directly from the bone marrow, which is called a bone marrow harvest, which some people do for certain diseases, and others we can extract from the peripheral blood. So the donor donates or gets a bone marrow stimulant called GCSF. It releases some of these stem cells into the blood where we can collect them on a machine. And then in the case of a family member, they're here, and we just take them to the blood bank. It gets processed a little bit and then fused into the patients. For a cord blood, they're in a registry. They're in a bank somewhere frozen, and all we have to do is select them, and they
mail
them to
us. The umbilical cord?
The umbilical cord.
So
it's amazing.
Are they saving those now? And
there's a registry. So if a woman gets pregnant and wants to donate her child's umbilical cord blood to the registry, she can sign up, and then they're collected. After the baby's born, the placenta is drained of extra blood, so baby's gone. A nurse or a technician has the placenta. They drain the extra blood out of it, and that's where the stem cells come from.
Wow.
We actually saved our sons.
Did you really?
Yeah, we have it right there on the counter.
In
the jar? Kitchen, the jar. No. But we did years ago when he was born, yeah.
That's why I said we should stick with the doctor.
That's amazing, though. I mean, that is amazing.
If it's an unrelated donor, the unrelated donors donate wherever they live, and then it's brought here by personal courier. So someone carries it in a cooler, hand delivers it, doesn't leave their site until they get here from wherever they are. They come from Australia, they come from Europe, they come from Asia. They're delivered to us, and then we process it and administer it to the patient.
So before we let you go, Paul, you feel really good now. You're out there jogging again. And so what's your follow-up now? Where do you go from here?
I'm back to work full-time.
Great.
Which is good. I'm working right outside of Boston in Charlestown. I'm again looking forward to run the Boston Marathon.
Terrific.
And I'm trying to get on to Dana-Farber, so I need a plug to get on to Dana-Farber
team.
Get
it out there. Throw it out there.
I need a plug for that.
I don't think that'll be hard.
And again, my treatment, and I had some unfortunate things happen to me after I was treated and in isolation for a year. Unfortunately, my wife passed away a couple weeks after I came home. It was really tough. But Dana-Farber, the doctor, my nurse practitioner, the nurses, when I went into that hospital after that, it was this, it's overwhelming. The care and the kindness that you get from these people and the way they bent over backwards to, because let's face it, I was 3 weeks into my stem cell transplant. I had to go to a funeral and the doctor really,
that is unbelievable.
They really came together and really organized it so that I could, you know, kind of continue on with my life. And life is good.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. The family support, it's curing, you know, the patients, but it's well beyond that. It's the research, and it's the support they give you. Thanks for sharing your story. We appreciate it. It's great seeing you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. You're
welcome. Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.